Thanks for joining us on the GFSI podcast series. In this series, we'll be exploring the world of GFSI and food safety as we work to share regular updates on our work and help build trust and confidence in food safety globally. Each month, we'll be joined by industry experts and key stakeholders from the GFSI community to explore the path ahead, its challenges and opportunities. Hello and welcome to this second episode of the new GFSI podcast series. Today, I'm delighted to be joined by Anne Geraldi, who is our new Senior Project Manager at the GFSI Food Safety Initiative. Hello, Anne. Thanks for joining us today.
Hello, Linda.
Lovely. So, Anne, you are a Senior Project Manager at GFSI. Perhaps you could start by just explaining exactly what's a typical day like at GFSI for you?
Oh, that's a very good question. It's usually a very busy day. I'm in charge at GFSI of what we call public-private partnerships. So that includes all the work GFSI does with regulators and also international governmental organizations. So what we call IGOs are organizations from the UN, for example, or the World Bank. And it also includes international standard setting bodies like Codex or OIE or IPPC. As GFSI is having an observer seat at Codex, it takes us some time to work with Codex and put some position on some Codex guidelines and standards. So, also, I am working on capacity building programs at GFSI. So what we're going to talk a lot today, i.e. the Global Markets Program. That's my second big part of my job. We do have a lot of conference calls with our members first, actually, with some committee members. The Codex Committee, which is made of directors of regulatory affairs from GFSI. Steering committees, companies, and they are working with you and me to put some positions on Codex. So, for example, the Codex committee put some position on the food hygiene guidelines of Codex and HACCP, for example. So that's first big part of the job. Also, we have conference call with the Global Markets Committee, which is actually looking at working on the global markets program, and they were quite occupied last year to update the toolkits on primary production and manufacturing. So that's also a big part of the job. Also, what is taking us a lot of time is conference calls and projects with regulators at GFSI in the framework of the government to business meeting, which is occupying a lot of our days. I'm saying we because you work with me, Linda. And so we have a government to business meeting every year, which takes place in February. And we do build a full working program with regulators and IGOs throughout the year to identify trends, challenges that regulators and GFSI are having in common, where we see that there are some benefits for us to work together and where those challenges can be managed through the use of GFSI tools. So that's also occupying a lot of our time to identify the projects, work with regulators, what they are doing in their own jurisdiction, identify what our members are doing, and make sure everyone share the good practices, and then we maybe build on some projects together.
Well, that sounds like a really diversified and exciting portfolio, Anne. But just to go back to something you mentioned, the Global Markets Program, can you talk a little bit more about this and explain exactly what it is?
So the Global Markets Program, yeah, for sure. Always love talking about the Global Markets Program. The Global Markets Program was created 10 years ago. And the idea was, it's for GFSI a way to achieve our goals through capability building. The idea was to provide a pathway toward GFSI certification for companies who have less sophisticated food safety management system. So it's a set of guidance and implementation tools that's very important. And it's known as the Global Markets Program, and it sets out how companies who want to improve their food safety management system can meet the challenges of food safety while also improving their market access and have more consumers and be completely following the Codex guidelines and be able to be ready to have to achieve a level to get to the GFSI certification level. It's an inclusive open source tool provided on our website. It was developed by industry experts along with experts from the capability building world, like universities, IGOs like the World Bank also. And it's very important because it provides an unaccredited entry point for companies with a step-by-step approach. So that's what is very important. The idea was to say, to achieve the GFSI certification, you can't do it all at once. So let's put an incremental way to do that with some key milestone where you can check at every step of the pathway where you are at and where you can improve by having a self-assessment that will give you guidance to know where to improve, where to do best on your food safety management system. So there is also, beside the idea of incremental approach, there is the idea of continuous improvement in the program. It's available on primary production and manufacturing operations, which has helped tremendously a huge part of the supply chain all over the world since 10 years now.
Thanks for that. In our last episode with the GFSI director, Erica Sheward, we talked about the Race to the Top framework. So could you just let me know how the global markets fits within this framework of the Race to the Top?
Sure. The Race to the Top is the entire framework for GFSI to continue to build trust around its certificates and its ecosystem, and to make sure we're all very working collaboratively together to build. So that's the framework. During the Race to the Top, the first phase of the Race to the Top, actually, that was developed a year ago, there was a public consultation on the four features of the Race to the Top. And during that public consultation, we were very surprised because a lot of feedback was on the Global Markets Program. And even though we focused on the certification level, a lot of stakeholders wrote to us, yeah, but if you want to enhance the trust at GFSI, you need to make sure we trust the Global Markets Program too. So that's how actually we considered about creating the phase two of the Race to the Top as the strategic review of the Global Markets Program. That's how the Global Markets Program is fully embedded into the strategic framework of the Race to the Top of GFSI. And as the phase one of the Race to the Top is focusing on the certification of GFSI and all the tools and the ecosystem around the certification, the Race to the Top phase two is focusing on the strategic review of the Global Markets Program.
Lovely. GFSI recently launched an open consultation process for the global markets. So can you talk more about the intent of this consultation and why you're doing it now? What promoted the consultation?
Yes, thank you very much, Linda. So what promoted the public consultation? So as I said, we had a lot of feedback during the first public consultation of the Race to the Top phase one on the Global Markets Program. And last year, we thought, well, it's also going to be the 10 years anniversary of the Global Markets Program. So we had also heard for many years that there were some challenges with some users of the Global Markets Program. And so we thought that was the good moment to actually lead a strategic review about the Global Markets Program for one very good reason. The GFSI Board of Directors in Seattle exactly a year ago decided that one of the key strategic objectives to actually for GFSI on capability building was to support for GFSI to support all capability building efforts and to improve market access opportunities for small suppliers, but for safe food for consumers everywhere, and to do that for the greater good. So there is an expansion of the scope of the Global Markets Program to let's think outside of the traditional scope of what the Global Markets Program was initially created for 10 years ago, to really improve market access and food safety for everyone all over the world, for the very, very small food business operators that we actually call the MISMIs, so the micro and small and medium enterprise of this world, and also the small and medium enterprise. So that's what triggered us to actually launch a strategic review. And we wouldn't see any other way to do that than to involve everyone. This is an amazing opportunity to include everyone in how are we going to shape GFSI capability building for the next 10 to 15 years all together. And we think that we're just here as the GFSI team to coordinate and the efforts of our community. And we are here to collect the intelligence, the expertise, the energy, and the willingness of everyone in our community who wants to help us shape the future of the Global Markets Program together. And we think the public consultation is the best way to do that, actually. It's a very fair way to ensure that everyone is going to have access to a possibility to give us feedback, to share their expertise, their point of view in an individual way. And then we'll take time to read it and to analyze all this great data that we'll have. Does that answer your question, Linda?
It does. It's a very comprehensive response. You did say that it covers, it touches everybody. What exactly, are you targeting to participate in the consultation? Is there any stakeholder group in particular that you would like to participate in this consultation?
Yes, we want to hear from everyone who has been using the Global Markets Program one way or the other. So there are three kinds of stakeholders, we think. First, the end users. So the small food business operators, small or a bit bigger, that are currently or previously have used the Global Markets Program to improve their food safety management systems. There are also all the ecosystem of service providers using the Global Markets Program on the day-to-day basis, doing a business by using the Global Markets Program. So certification program owners, certification bodies, consultants delivering training or assessments against the Global Markets Program. There is also all the community around the education in food, organizations responsible for the education, and then the continuous professional development programs. Also, all the NGOs and IGOs who are engaged in food safety or in GFSI activities, providing trainings, receiving fundings from donors, providing assessments, capability building organizations in a nutshell. Also, we want to hear from our members, the buyers who have made the success of the Global Markets Program by using it into their assurance systems. So the members of the Global Markets Committee, the buyers of this world. Also the trade associations representing the food industry. A lot of them know the Global Markets Program. They have been using it one way or the other. And so we want to hear from all those people and maybe others that I have forgotten. So anyone who feel concerned about the Global Markets Program, everyone who think that today the Global Markets Program has brought them value or actually has not brought them the value they were expecting and who wants to work with us to make it better in the future. There is also another kind of stakeholder we want to hear from, or it's the regulators. Some of them have been working with us in the past on the Global Markets Program, and we are very keen to hear what they have to say on how we could collaborate better with the Global Markets Program in the future to increase capabilities in their jurisdictions.
Great. So do you think the global markets in its new form still has an important role to play in helping ensure food safety globally?
Oh my gosh, yes. And that's why we are doing this, because we think the Global Markets Program has maybe even a brighter future than the last 10 years of its existence. And we want to reshape it so that it answers the needs and the challenges of the food industry in terms of building capabilities for the next 10 years, for the next 15 years. And we feel today it's maybe not completely fit for that purpose. And we want to make it better and more impactful. We want to make sure everyone knows how to use it, knows where to find it, can use it easily, that everyone is clear about the objective of the program, that everyone has a role and has a clear role to play in the program and feel they can use it in a nice way and can have value, can find value and impact. And that's why we want to hear from everyone. Because actually, we want that program not only to be used for small and medium enterprise to get to a certification level of GFSI. We think there is a shift, and we want the program to be used for any food business operators to improve its capabilities. Therefore, it means we are reaching a bigger audience, a bigger target of stakeholders with who we want to make a difference. So there are some challenges on the food safety culture elements of the Global Markets Program. I think that program has helped tremendously small and medium enterprises to improve their food safety culture. And those challenges now among the smaller operators are key for them to access bigger markets, to get new consumers, to improve their food safety management system, to have new customers. And so that's what we want to do with the new Global Markets Program.
Great. So for those that are interested in shaping the future of this new version of the Global Markets Program, where do they need to go and what do they need to do?
That's a very good question, Linda. So the very simple answer is go on mygfsi.com and you will find the public consultation. There are two elements to do. Download the public consultation paper, which explains everything, the context of the public consultation, what is the Global Markets Program, and how to answer the public consultation with detail questions and why we are asking those questions. And then you take on the public consultation via the link to answer very easily the questions that we are asking. So it's a very simple process, and the paper will explain much better than me everything you need to know about Global Markets public consultation and strategic review.
Excellent. So last question. Given that the GFSI conference is fast approaching this month, what are you most looking forward to at the first ever virtual GFSI conference?
Everything. That will be maybe the first time I will be able to follow the entire conference from A to Z, not running from meetings to meetings, But there are a lot of elements in the GFSI conference that are all exciting. Every day, there are new elements. There are some elements on capability building, actually, from stakeholders who have been using the Global Markets Program and who are looking at some new approaches to capability building that are very interesting. So that's one of the most exciting moments of the conference, I think. But all the program of the conference is super exciting. So I'm looking forward to every moment of it.
Wow, that went past really quick. And thank you, Anne, for coming along and speaking to me. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much, Linda. It was a pleasure.
Now, as a reminder, for those interested in learning more about the Global Markets Program and to take part in the open consultation, visit our website at www.mygfsi.com. Thank you once again for joining us for this episode of the GFSI podcast series. If you'd like to hear more about what we discussed today or to be added to the GFSI emailing list, please visit our website at www.mygfsi.com. Thank you and speak to you soon.